Mr. Scott, why have you taken me to the town hall, honey child? What is going on?
Well, Nanny Prescott, this is where Johnny Dewin's gonna make his debut with Mr. Abacus.
Oh, my, I'm so sorry about that, honey child. I did not know if we were gonna go in there, honey child, he was gonna defect to the other side because he wanted to buy fangs and abs or whatever. I'm ever so sorry. I would have just pulled him out, hold him back if I could.
Nanny Prescott, I know you did everything you could. I mean, these are things that we can't really control. But I wanted to just see what he was going to say, I suppose.
So you tried talking to...
I've done everything, Nanny Prescott, but he is just insisting that this is now what he wants. He doesn't want Jesus, he wants fame.
Honey, fame is so passe, child. And besides, why in the town hall?
Well, it's... loads of events are going on.
I can see that. What's all these stands? All the people desperate to flog their stuff.
Oh, Nanny Prescott, you came to my big book release. Oh, because you're such a close personal friend.
Jane Pet, what? Everyone's here for you.
Nanny Prescott, I don't think so. She's got a tiny booth.
Oh, but...
Well, you can help promote my book, Nanny.
Get hold of my hand, honey child.
No, I insist, because you're such a close personal friend. My book's finally out, and the world needs to know about Jane Payne.
I think the world can live without knowing that.
Well, I don't think Nanny Prescott's going to be into such a lot, because it's you are totally out, Jane Payne. I was, in fact, at the Met Gala, which was totally in.
Oh, you mean that fancy dress-up thing for the Hollywood people who are so out of touch with reality, honey?
Well, Nanny Prescott, you're just so jealous because you weren't there, because I was there, because I'm totally in.
Well, that's nice, honey, child.
That it? I mean, I was with all the celebrities, Nanny Prescott, because I'm totally in.
Yeah.
What? Somehow, I don't think Nanny Prescott's that impressed.
Well, she will be impressed with my book, because look at the people that I know, because they're all close personal friends.
Oh, honey child, you're more of a broken record than the Daniel I did back in, you know, in the hotel when he used to say, I assure you everything's at hand, honey child. And every time he said, you know that nothing was at hand, because that place was crazy. I'm telling you, let me...
Nanny Prescott.
I'm just saying.
Clara?
Oh, is that Steve Green, the actor?
Yes, it is. He knows me on a first name.
Honey child, we all know him. He's in part of town.
Well, you responded, you know, quite excitedly and all.
Well, I know it's nice to see you, Steve. You alright, Steve?
Yeah, I'm good. Carl, we got a book signing to do. Are you able to come along?
Oh, you got a book signing too, Steve?
Yeah, I've got my new autobiography out and Carl's assisting me.
Oh, really?
No assistant at all. Just dabbling help. You know, he needs my expertise and all that sort of thing. Well, no, Kyle's been a real big help. I mean, I was forced to go to that stupid Met Gala and I had to have a plus one sort of thing. But, well, no one could come up. So I said, hey, Kyle, do you want to come along and be my assistant and all that kind of thing? You know, I mean, you aren't going to really walk around in the carpet and wear the clothes and all, but, you know, you can tag along sort of thing. And then, well, she jumped to the chance.
Oh, so they weren't there for you, love. Oh, I thought they would just the whole world stop because you were the it girl. I mean, with the fashion and all.
Nanny Prescott, shut up.
Well, go and help Steve, and take care, Steve.
See you, Nanny Prescott.
Now, let's go and see if we can see Johnny.
Oh, but Nanny Prescott, please stop yanking me.
Well, it's quite easy because you are a skinny little thing, but I need you to help me promote my book because you're such a close person.
Honey child, you don't know.
I put a chapter on you.
How did you put a chapter? I've only met you twice before.
But we had such a deep connection.
Honey, the only connection I want with you is my hand to your face because you're so annoying.
Oh, I don't think that's very nice and question of you. Besides, you see how that worked with Will Smith, who used to be a close personal friend.
Oh boy. Does he get a whole chapter too?
All my friends do.
How long's the book? Oh, that's like a tome, honey child. That could kill someone. That's how big it is.
Now come on, Nanny Prescott, please.
Listen, if I'm going to promote something, I need to even know what's in it.
Well, here you go.
And I don't mean I want to read it, honey child. I'm telling you.
Oh, Nanny Prescott, it's K-Bank at the bank.
Oh, Kay, I thought you used to work at the bank. So you should be K-Bank who used to work at the bank because they fired you, remember? Because that whole Mark Dupree thing of the boot time, they wanted Mark Dupree. But Michael Timbo, you know, with Wilma Timberson with the science fiction and all.
Who, by the way, has a stand. Hello.
Oh, Wilma Timbers, you're invading the conversation. Help us all.
Well, I just wanted to point out Michael Timber is there. Well, not even an air Wilma Timber. But I am actually back at the bank.
Oh, okay, Kay. How did you get back at the bank?
Well, I did indeed decide and pleaded, and the way I said bank, because they love the way I said bank, because I'm so professional, and then they decided that I should come back to the bank.
So you work with George Perez and all that now?
Well, I'm much more senior than those little people. But yes, I do occupy those offices once again, and now I have decided, using the bank's money, because I always do, to finance some books on Mark Dupree for Wee Publishing. That's why I'm here at the book fair.
This is a book fair?
Well, sort of. Johnny DeWin's doing some announcement of that he's going away from Jesus or whatever. But my books, the Mark Dupree books, are certainly dry. Well, we're now with Timber's here because of the books of Michael Timber, my Mike Timber, my son, my boy. What's the best science fiction that no one has ever read?
Honey child, let's keep it that way, right?
So, Nelly, would you be interested?
Well, no, not really, honey child.
You're lost. Anyway, but I know where I went when I saw one.
Like with Mike Timber's book, hey?
We all make our mistakes, Nanny Prescott. Like you calling your child champagne.
Touché, touché, but you know.
Besides, I'm on to a winner. I've just recently helped. Jonathan Salisbury came up to me, talked about this new bank transfer with Katie Landscape. I said, oh, to Rosie Landscape, and I approved of it. And trust me, the bank's been very fortunate because now it's such a big asset that the Landscapes have. And to think Rosie Landscape wasn't even going to live in Grass Valley at the moment, but now that we secured that, that she's going to make Grass Valley a permanent home. I mean, that's what K-Bank of the Bank does. That's why I'm back in the business. Bye-bye.
You know, honey, especially Johnny Salisbury, the way he sometimes does financial transactions, they might want to check that out. I mean, I'm just saying, honey, child, I don't think all's on the up and up.
And will you look at my mind, Timmy?
Honey, child, no! Go away, Wilma! Now! Come on, Misty, we better see your husband.
Oh, please!
Stop yanking me! I'm not your cow, you're not Jack and the Beans who take me to sell me to a seller.
Oh, but Nanny Prescott, please have a look. Come on, you want to promote the book too.
Okay, have a look at it. I'm not promoting anything. I don't know why I'm promoting, okay? I'm just looking at the book to get you off my back. Oh, my days. Oh, my days. Oh, my days. Oh, my days. Oh, my... Oh,
Nanny Prescott, you okay? Oh, was he loving the book?
I'm not loving the book, I'm funny horrific, honey child. Misty, have a look at...
Well, Nanny Prescott, I'm sure you're overreacting and... Oh, my days. Oh, my days. Oh, my days. Oh, my day. Oh, you love the book too...
Honey child, no!
Absolutely not. Nanny Prescott, I think we better be going.
Yeah, I think so too. Jane Pay, see you later, bye. What,
Oh, I'm sure all my close personal friends will buy.
Well, looks like Olivia Graham Neptune's there along with all the cameras.
Of course, Sam. I'm always here whenever there's a news story. And your Johnny Deeren becoming a star and rumour has it defecting from the faith is quite a big one. Especially whenever anyone who's claimed to be Christian, no matter how tangential, backslides, it's always on the front page.
I know, but when people get saying no one knows about it, honey child, I'm trying to listen. The Lord's doing so much work when people don't know about it. Mm-mm. You always know what they were doing, wanting to go out of town.
Well, everyone be quiet. I'm Mr. Abacus, and I am indeed Johnny Duin's new manager. Well, first manager, I suppose. You're supposed to laugh, it's quite a funny joke. Anyway, but Johnny here is decided, well, to enter into the fame game, and he has got so much potential to offer. But in order to do so, he has to break off a few shackles, as it were, first of all. I mean, you guys have known him to be a pretty Christian, well-ish kind of guy after, well, his former reputation. That's another story. But Johnny's, you know, he's grown up a bit, and I'll let him say for himself. Well, I am He's a close personal friend of mine. I'm sorry I had to interrupt. But I'm Jane Pate, and you all gotta buy my book, which is out now, my autobiography. The Jane Payne story, I gotta be me. Oh, it's amazing.
Jane Payne, can you get off of me, please, and stop hugging me?
Oh, look at him. Oh, Johnny Doyen. Oh, mwah, mwah. What are you doing? You are such a beacon of light, of hope for all the stuffy people. And this is the time for the church to come together.
Hanichar, he ain't coming into the church. He's going out of the church. He's no longer a Christian, Hanichar.
It doesn't matter. He's being true to himself, old friend.
Hanichar, he ain't being true to anybody. I mean, he's literally dumping grass so he can have abs and a fame career. You cannot get more fake than that.
Oh, Johnny, we're coming together.
Can you stop kissing me, please? Well, this is very perfect, isn't it? You'll be joining the club with me.
Oh, Don Donaldson, help us all.
Well, I mean, you can join our atheist church where we sing songs about, well, nothing of real significance, and then we have talks that have no real significance or importance whatsoever, but we're all there in the bondness of community and whipping off the church without actually having the church or Jesus or anything at all. But welcome to the club, brother. Mr. Abacus? Yes, yeah, carry on. I want to step down. Oh, step down. Yeah, I don't want to go through this. Go through with what, this? I can promise you the world.
Hanichar, who you are, Aladdin? Hanichar, you need Jasmine alone.
And it's a bit weird you're calling my husband Jasmine.
Hanichar, it's part of the metaphor, Mr. Sky, you know, the metaphor.
Well, you can't do it. We have put so much money already into your promotion and to your thing and some... you can keep it. I've had a change of heart. Change of heart? What in the world does that mean? It means I don't want what you have. And I want what I had before. Why all of a sudden? Because the reality of what I'm doing's hit me, and the reality of how soulless this is hitting me, and the reality of the truth of what I would be giving behind is too great for me to do. Well, we can have the Christian thing for about 6 months, maybe. That could give us a bit more edge, and then you can have a bit more of the Viley virus package that we still got here. And no, I want to go back to Christ, and I want to go back to being normal, and yeah. Where are you going? Oh, he's going to his wife. How pathetic is that? I spend this money on this dream, and this is all I get for it.
Honey child, that's just like sending your soul to the other side, honey child. All you get is a lousy teaching, a lousy country and whatnot, and what do you get? A one-way ticket to the middle of nowhere, to the middle down below, forever and ever, no way manning about that.
Oh, can you ever forgive me, Misty, Nanny Prescott?
Well, I have to, honey child. The Lord tells me to, so I'm sure we can.
No worries, Johnny. How about we look at one of the exhibits?
Oh, good, you can look at my book, Jane. No,
honey child, Jane Payne, stop it. We can go to Dan Carver's, but we're going to wear books.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
It doesn't take a realizing what you're losing before you decide to nearly forsake it all. I'm glad I didn't.
Good for you, child.
You've been listening to What's Going On in Grass Valley. I'm the creator show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much for coming on board. It was great to have you guys come and listen to the show. Do remember there's episodes you can buy and books you can buy as well, which you can see on below in the description. But until next time, bye-bye for now.